Hello and welcome to the podcast for Christ Community Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. My name is Lee Younger and I'm one of the pastors here, and this is a message that I pre-recorded for our online service which aired on Sunday morning, January 10th, 2020, speaking again from Luke chapter 2.
Over the past few weeks, we have been talking about the message of the angels to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. The message they gave in those hills and fields outside Bethlehem on that night of nights, the first Christmas. I've been talking about the different parts of the announcement, and Tom has been talking about the end of their message, which was kind of a blessing or Christmas wishes. The announcement that the angels gave to the shepherds went like this. It was one message about one baby with three titles. They said, "I give you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." We've talked about what it means that Jesus came as a Savior. We've talked about what it means that he has come to be the Christ. And now let's look at what it means that he has come to be the Lord. I want to start just by asking, what does that word Lord really mean? We say it a lot, but do we know what it actually means? Well, in the original language, that word that we've translated Lord is sometimes just a term of kind of respect and deference, like the way we use the word sir, like yes, sir, no, sir, right this way, sir. But also that word in the New Testament, that same word is translated sometimes master, like the one who wants to be in charge, the one who is the boss, the one who calls the shots. And when the angels gave this message to the shepherds on that night of nights, when they said that a Savior has been born to you who is Christ the Lord, they were talking about that one, the master, the boss, the shot caller, the one who's in charge. They were saying that Jesus, this baby that has been born to run the show, period. And not just kind of like on a global scale where he's like in charge of nations and stuff like that. I mean, he is going to rule the world like that one day. But they were saying, he wants to be the boss in my life and in your life. And not just in the big stuff that we talk about when we say like, you know, what is the will of God for my life? Like, where am I going to live? What am I going to do for a living? That, not just that kind of stuff. He actually wants to be in charge, to call shots over everything in our lives, your life and my life too, over all of it. Like, he wants to be down in the granular detail. He wants to be invited in. He's got opinions. He's right about them. And he wants to be able to make the final call, have the final vote. In other words, in every moment, in every motive of your day, Jesus wants to be in the room where it happens. And he wants the final vote. He wants you to invite him in, to ask his opinion, to ask for his wisdom, and he wants to be able to make the call. That means everything that I put in my ears to listen to, everything that I put in front of my face to watch, every dollar that I spend, every relationship I enter into or don't, every response when somebody gives me encouragement or hurts my feelings, every text message, Jesus literally wants to be in every single moment and every single motive. And somebody might say, man, that's what it means that he's the Lord? Like, he wants to be the boss? He wants to boss me in all of the little decisions of my day? Yes. Somebody might say, well, that doesn't really sound like freedom. I thought that Jesus came to set me free. We sing and say, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. But what you're talking about sounds like the other thing. Well, Jesus did come to set us free. But I know for me, and anybody that's honest would probably say the same thing, that of all the broken, messed up stuff in this world that I needed to be set free from, the number one thing that I needed to be set free from was from me. I'm the one who has kept myself in prison. It's been my will and my choices that have kept me bound up in all kinds of messed up stuff. As the wisdom of the folks in the 12 steps say, my best thinking got me here. You know, I didn't know where to look for my sense of identity, my sense of who I am. I've looked in all the wrong places. It's caused me to have a life filled with comparison and jealousies and pettiness, judgmental anger. Have you found that to be true of yourself? My choices, my will, my way have gotten me trapped, bound up, imprisoned in all kinds of stuff I don't want to feel and I don't want to live. If Jesus is going to set me free, that freedom is going to start from setting me free from my will. He wants to be the boss, not because he wants to tie me up, but because he wants to loose my bonds and set me free. He wants to bring more freedom and more fullness. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose." In other words, everything the Lord does, in all the complex everything of this world, he's always doing everything for your best and my best. Can any of us honestly say that we do anything that we do for our best? Definitely not everything, but he always does. He's always doing everything to give us more freedom and more fullness. All right, so if Jesus being in charge, being the boss, being the Lord and the master, brings me more freedom and more fullness, why doesn't he just take over? Why does he give me so much leash to keep messing things up? I mean, you hand me the keys to my own life and I'm going to run it into a ditch. I'm going to wrap it around a tree. A real true relationship with Jesus starts here, with a heart that looks in the mirror and says, "I don't know what I'm doing." So why does he let me do my thing so much? Why does he let me do me and mess it up? Well, I think that Jesus has not only the patience to know, but he has the wisdom to know that if he was to just take over, it wouldn't work. We wouldn't have the kind of love and friendship that he's looking for. He knows that I won't go for it unless I thought it was my idea. So I think that he is patiently letting me have my way so much of my life so that I can learn two things. One, I can't really trust myself to know what I'm doing. And two, I can trust him to know what he's doing. The more that I mess it up and then go to him and ask him, "What do I do now?" And then I follow his way and find more freedom and more fullness, I'm learning those two things. I'm learning that he has the right to rule and that I don't have the right to rule. I think in 2021, the best thing that we could do is to say to Jesus, "Would you come into this moment and tell me what to do? I don't know what I'm doing. Would you come into this motive and tell me how to feel? I want more freedom and more fullness." The more that we learn that we can trust him, and the more that we learn that we can't really trust ourselves, the more freedom and more fullness we're going to find. Unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. But he has the wisdom and the patience to know that it's not going to work unless you ask him to come be the Lord. So today, ask him to enter in into more of your moments, into more of your motives, and hand him the keys and watch and see if you don't have more freedom and more fullness.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap and sleep, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch? Let's go.